Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Wild continue to amaze. They beat the Canadiens. And I just have to say, home and road, best uniforms in sports. Any sport, anywhere, best home and road uniforms in sports. I'm sticking with that. Jez Myers joins us, covers the Wild now for the Pioneer Press. And the Stars are in town tonight. They'll drop the puck at 7 o'clock. Jez, good to visit with you. I don't know if you have a strong opinion on uniforms like I do, but Canadiens, number one for me anyway.
Oh, the home red for Montreal are about as classic as they get in hockey. And if you think back to the first Vikings game this year, the Giants wore those throwbacks, and everybody said they had just copied the Montreal Canadiens,
ironically enough.
So, it's always kind of a treat when Montreal comes to town, not only an original six team, but, you know, we joke in the media, everything takes twice as long because you have to do it in French and in English, you know, just a whole different culture there and such a iconic franchise. Although I didn't see much from the Canadiens team this year. They've got a few flashes of talent. I really like Lane Hudson, a young defenseman out of Boston University that's a rookie for them. I think he's going to be a pretty special player. But just not a lot in the tank right now for the Canadiens.
Yeah, and I know when it comes to media coverage, there's the New York Yankees and all the beat writers that follow the Yankees home and road. The Canadiens are kind of like that in the NHL. I know the Toronto Maple Leafs are kind of in that category as well. You can't really believe how much media follows this club day in, day out.
Yeah, absolutely. It's fun talking to players who have played in places like Montreal or Ottawa or Toronto about how, you know, you can't really leave your apartment. You can't go to the grocery store. You can't do anything like that in those communities because you're so widely recognized. And then you get traded and go to a place like, let's say, Columbus or Carolina or someplace where the attention on hockey is not at all what it is in Canada. And they said you can live even more of a normal life, which is it's kind of nice in some cases.
Wild Stars tonight. The Wild, some ups and downs. They got a point in Chicago on the road 6 days ago. They beat the Canadiens, as we mentioned, on Thursday night 3-0. Now they get the Stars tonight. One of the concerns in any sport as well is the injury report, and there are some names on that injury report at the moment.
You know, there's two ways to look at this. You go into a showdown with a team like Dallas, which absolutely had Minnesota's number last season. The Stars won three times. The combined three games were 19-5. You know, so Dallas had little trouble with Minnesota a year ago. So this is a litmus test. And let's be real, it's been 30-plus years, and there's still a lot of fans who get their blood pumped up a little bit when that team with the that used to play here in Minnesota comes to town. So it's a big deal that way. And as you mentioned, here's the bad news. Matt Zuccarello is probably going to be out for a month. He suffered just if you're a man, the injury that nobody wants to even think about. He got hit in the place you never want to get hit. Wound up having to have surgery, and you know, a real scary and a real painful injury for him. So he's going to be out extended time. And then you're also playing without Joel Eriksson tonight. He had to leave that game against Montreal early. He's got a lower body injury. And then Jonas Brodin, who got a little nicked up in Chicago in that overtime loss, he's got an upper body injury. He missed the Montreal game. He's going to miss again tonight. So that means some call-ups and some young guys in. And one kind of exciting thing happening tonight, you always love to see this, Mikey Milne, a kid who's been playing with the Iowa Wild, who missed training camp because he was injured. He got called up on the road trip last week, didn't get in the game yet. Well, he got called up again, and he's going to make his NHL debut tonight. I was at their morning skate today, and you talk about just a fun moment in any athlete's life is that first time they're going to go out there in the bright lights. He's from the Vancouver area. He had his family fly in, you know, and talking to Marcus Foligno, a guy who's been in the league for more than a decade now, he, you know, brings back those memories for all those guys of when it was their first game. And he said, you know, so many guys helped me along the way. I'm just trying to be that guy with Mikey and, you know, hoping he has a fun debut tonight.
Well, and it's one of the cool traditions where the new guys making their debut get to come out on the ice and take a lap, some a little more than that, on their own. It's really a great tradition.
The solo lap. And, you know, that was interesting talking to John Hines today, too, because, you know, with those three bodies out of the lineup, you know, is there a tendency for guys to maybe try and do too much? And I said, do you have to caution a player like Milne when he's making his debut against maybe overexerting himself or maybe, you know, playing outside his boundaries and making mistakes and things like that? John Hines had a great line. He said, I tell any rookie making their debut, bring to us what you bring. You know, there's a reason you're here. Nobody gets called up to the NHL by accident. Nobody gets called here because they don't deserve to be here. This is your time. Bring your game. Let's see what you got.
And by the way, back to the old stars, Norm Green, Jolted, it's time to move on, in my opinion. And you know what? I was born and raised a North Star fan. On occasion, I would get a gift from my parents to get tickets to go to the Met and see the Stars play. So I was into the North Stars. It's time to move on.
You know what's funny is I think a lot of people feel that way. And then, credit to Fox 9, they did this great documentary that was on a couple nights ago called No Stars, and it was about the whole saga of the last maybe five years of the North Stars franchise and how, you know, you look back now and you think about it, it's like, how on earth did anybody think it was a good idea to take a team, a hockey team, out of Minnesota and move it to North Texas, of all things? Now, granted, one thing, for people who haven't seen this documentary, it's very well done and it's definitely worth the hour of your time, but the question was raised toward the end, did we end up, as Minnesota sports, did we end up in a better place in the long run? And it's probably pretty easy to make that argument when you think about what an amazing building XL Energy Center has been, when you think about the resources and the fan support for the Minnesota Wild, how it all turned out. It turned out pretty great, but hey, I was in my 20s in the 1990s during that 7 years that we didn't have the NHL in town. You know, we tried to get excited about the Minnesota Moose and all that, and it just kind of didn't take. So I don't ever want to go through that again. And anytime I see a team relocating, I always think about that fan base and just how tough that is.
Yeah, no doubt. Tough times indeed. Jess, always good to visit with you. Quick update, I know you keep an eye on what's going on at the U as well, even though you're on the Wild beat. Golden Gopher women up at Amsoil Arena. They won Friday night. They're in action right now, leading the Bulldogs 2-1 in period number two. And meanwhile, Golden Gopher men, they're up in Bemidji for the weekend. They won on Friday night.
You know, this Gopher men's team is not only on a roll, but they're finding different ways to win. Early on, it was, you know, anybody can win a game 7-1, but to tough and grind and come from behind like they did last weekend at Wisconsin to get a couple of wins there. And then, you know, a tougher than maybe some people expected game with Bemidji Thursday night here in Minneapolis. And the Beavers are never an easy out. So should be a real good one tonight in the rematch up on the shores of Lake Bemidji, which is always a fun trip, too.
And Jazz girls hockey underway now here in the state of Minnesota. Girls high school hockey, of course, that state tournament end of February at the Xcel Energy Center. And boys hockey openers Thursday. My first hockey game on cable TV Thursday night. Rogers at Andover. I'm ready to go Thursday night. Boys hockey. Let's do it.
You talk about the nouveau riche in the boys hockey world, Rogers and Andover. You know, two further flung suburbs, up and coming programs. Kind of fun to see rivalries like that. They got kind of the new rivalries that are being born every day.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to it. Hockey season is definitely going to be going full steam ahead starting this week when the boys take the ice. All right, Jess, I look forward to your coverage of the game tonight.
Sounds great. Always great to catch up.
All right, there he is, Jazz Myers, Pioneer Press online, TwinCities.com. He is on the Wild Beat.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.